We're going to get a little glimpse now into what life is like for the crews on container ships. They bring the vast majority of consumer goods from Chinese factories to stores in the U.S., and yet when they hit U.S. shores, those same crews head straight to the mall. Julie Kane of member station KALW went shopping with one seafarer.
First Officer Dheeraj Singh spends most of his time at the helm of a container ship. But today, he's getting into the back of a van at the port of Oakland.
Okay, doke. Have fun.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Singh makes regular runs from China to California to Japan and back again.
From totally white people, you're going to totally black, brown, different variety of people are there, right? So it's a great experience.
Singh is Indian, from the state of Punjab. For his afternoon of shore leave, he's wearing a bright pink turban and a t-shirt that says USA, outlined in stars and stripes. And he has a shopping list: cologne for his father, a laptop for his nephew, and Gerber baby food for his one-year-old daughter, Bonnie. When he docks at the port of Oakland, he's most excited about Best Buy.
Electronics, in fact, Best Buy, in Siemens' eyes, is electronics heaven.
And while the Port of Oakland may have computers, they're all sealed inside shipping containers. So the van ride to the mall is a kind of lifeline, a lifeline with a deadline. As soon as Singh gets dropped off at the Best Buy, he heads straight for the laptops.
We wish to buy, sir, this one.
Singh needs the computer to be loaded with software and ready to go by the time he has to be back aboard his ship.
Sir, by 4 o'clock, better?
By 4 o'clock?
Please.
During the few hours he has to go shopping, he's not buying anything for himself.
Shipping is one of the toughest jobs in the world. Away from the family, so many rules and regulations you have to comply with, so many rules and regulations. So,
and then when you finally get a break, Best Buy.
Yes, Best Buy and other things also.
Other things like lingerie.
We know when a seafarer is due to go home, when he asks to be taken to Victoria's Secret.
That's Adrienne Yee. She's the director of the International Maritime Center.
You know, they love buying the lotions and perfumes for their wife or their girlfriend at home.
When they aren't at the mall, this center is where the seafarers hang out, about 10 of them today, from various ships. It's a small prefab building, like a portable classroom you'd see at a school. There's a pool table, some computers, a little commissary, and a chapel. Yi says that's because the center isn't just about commerce. It's run by a church, the Siemens Church Institute.
So basically, we offer hospitality, pastoral care, counseling, a friendly conversation, someone to speak to.
And someone to come get you. First Officer Dheeraj Singh is calling. Folks at the center call him the captain. And he's lost.
Is that the captain? He's at Burger King? Dan is on his way to get him.
Yep. Even when your job is circumnavigating the globe, you can still get stranded at a Burger King. But Singh says that's not a problem.
Frankly speaking, we are lucky and we should be thankful to God that we have, with these two eyes, we are really looking whole of the globe.
And the Siemens Church Institute is looking out for them, welcoming strangers every day. For NPR News, I'm Julie Kane at the Port of Oakland.